Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick, rounding out the crew. And Barry the Boater threatening to join us before we finish up today's virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information. Patrick, can you stand it?
Well, I'm sitting, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's a good thing Barry's not with us here at the very beginning, because I would have to verbally chastise him for these new hats that he sent to us.
Yeah, he gave us some head apparel to don during today's
No, it's not head apparel. No, that's not it.
What do you mean it's not head apparel? Of course it is.
No.
It's pretty high tech. It's it's a Regal.
No. No, it is not.
Well, it is a...
I am... less than thrilled.
Less than thrilled. Now, we are on Facebook Live. We will don this new apparel when Barry the Boater joins us.
But
we should.
You can don. It. No, I am going to.
I'm actually going to allow you to get on the Facebook Live video today.
No, that's
so
not
everybody can see.
Nope.
This new headpiece.
No, not happening.
That we have for Captain Patrick and myself
and yourself and
I guess Barry has his back home. He sent these to us to adorn.
Yeah, I really appreciate the skill that went into the embroidery, the personalization.
Yeah, very
of
high
these,
tech.
Whatever they are.
You'll have to see it to believe it, but we'll wait till later.
No, you will not. Just use your imagination.
That it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Other than that. We have some other stuff to address today because, actually we have an interesting weather pattern in Florida today where we're based in Orlando. It's kind of like the summer weather pattern has hit us this weekend. Would you agree, Patrick? Where we have beautiful weather and then in the afternoon the thunderstorms start to kind of roll in.
Well, no. I would disagree with you.
Well, I mean, we're having that pattern this weekend. It's not necessarily.
I would disagree with you.
What, you don't think we're having thunderstorms this afternoon?
Yeah, but it's not what we see during the summer.
But it's the same type of thing we generally see.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You can almost set your watch when the thunderstorms come.
What happens during the summer is, during the course of the day, heat builds up. We get those sea breeze effect, and then we get storms that build up over the center of the state. The storms that we're expecting here in the next hour or so, which is why I'm in my pickup truck and not riding my chopper, is a front that is sweeping down from the northwest.
Right. I'm not saying it's the exact same thing. I'm saying it's like,
rain. You got that part of it right.
Well, but it's
rain.
Like a thunder shower afternoon pattern that we have in the summertime.
No, it's not. This is a front that's moving through. What happens during the summer is it just accumulation of the day's heat and the sea breeze. There's a big difference. Huge.
Rain is rain. And Barry the Boater would agree with me. And he's with us finally now. Barry, are you with us? Come in. Come in, Barry the Boater. Hold on. I think I got to switch him up here a little bit.
Yeah, that would help.
That would help slightly. Yes, but I think he's going to agree with me. I'm not saying that, things are different in the sense that, well, I don't know. It's not the reason for the summer pattern. It's the it's just a similar pattern. You hear what I'm saying?
No, it's not a similar pattern. It is completely different. This is a front.
Okay,
coming in from the northwest.
I'm not talking about looking at a weather map. I'm talking about how it feels, how it looks outside, you big dummy. Now Barry the Boater would agree with me on that, right? Come on,
I don't know. I'm not there.
Well, you okay? So if we had the afternoon thunder showers, which is what is planned for Orlando today, and probably where you are in South Florida, what I was saying is that that's this typical type of day we would have in the middle of summer in Florida, right?
That is correct.
Yes, I win.
Wait.
I win.
Patrick is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now you were wrong. You started off so well, Barry the Boater, and then you totally screwed up.
No.
Just stop while you're ahead.
The summer pattern is exactly what he said. The heat builds up, the sea breeze and the Gulf breeze comes into the middle.
That isn't what I was talking about. I was saying this is a typical summertime vibe.
No, it's not. This is a front that is sweeping through. What happens during the summer is it builds up during the course of the day, and then it rains, and it doesn't move like this front that's coming through. It's a huge difference.
Okay, whatever. I'm right, you're wrong, move on. And the whole point of bringing that up was that makes you feel like you got to get ready for hurricane season. Because when the summer comes, that's what it means. It's like you better be prepared. And that's what we're going to talk about today, at least at some point.
Yeah, it just seems like it was 5 months ago that we were talking about hurricane season.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Weird.
It seems like I was putting up the shutters and taking them down 5 months ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's becoming a more like your Christmas lights. You might as well just leave them up.
No, that would be bad form.
Yeah, this place is like a cave when they're up.
I do have, I made an investment of a generator this year, though. The first time ever.
Wow.
So going into hurricane season, I have a generator. So I'm not going to be one of those schmoes.
He doesn't have shutters, but he has a generator?
Correct. I don't live on the water like you do.
How big of a generator is this?
Big enough that it weighs a lot and is a pain in the butt to move around.
What are you planning on running?
I don't know. Whatever. My phone.
Yeah, because you can't start up your car.
A fan
and do
or
that.
Two. I want to at least have a couple fans.
And you can't go into your car and run the AC while you're waiting for the power to come back on.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Ask him how many gallons of fuel he has for this generator.
Oh, he has zero at this point. He's planning on...
No, I got about five.
Five gallons. That'll last you one half of a day.
Okay, well, it's a start.
Wait,
there's not one on the horizon yet. We don't have a hurricane out there that we got to get ready
for. Hold the phone.
What?
You've got 5 gallons of gas already in storage.
Well, I use it for my lawnmower right now, but it's filled up at the moment. So you have none.
Effectively, you have none.
When it comes time when we see one is on the horizon, a hurricane that could potentially come this way, I will go grab some gas.
You and that's the other 50,000 people standing in line.
No, look, that's not that big a deal to go get gas at the gas station if you plan far enough ahead. If you're not one of the last-minute schmoes, we can get gas.
Okay, here's everything that you're doing wrong right now.
Oh, man.
Okay, first of all...
Can we put on our headgear first?
First of all, no. First of all, you don't get a gas fire generator. You get a natural gas fire generator.
No, I'm not getting one of those big monster house powering things. It's just something to get me through to power a couple fans.
And with all the burritos he eats, he'd be able to run that engine.
Yeah, run the microwave.
The second thing is, your homeowners association will never allow a generator to be run outside.
Wrong. When the power's off, they go nuts. They don't care.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's kind of like they can't make you stop running
again,
the generator if you have no power.
If it's not a huge generator, what are you planning on running?
I just said a couple fans, a microwave maybe, charge my phones up, you know, that kind of thing. Fans being the main thing.
You are ridiculous.
It's not the storm that gets you in Orlando necessarily since we're so far inland. What gets you is losing power for 3 or 4 days. First day, no problem. Second day, oh, this sucks. Third day, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to kill somebody. You know, because it's summer, it's hot, it's muggy.
You are such a wuss.
Stinking. What? It's that's basically...
You can't survive 4 days without electricity.
I have done it. I just don't prefer it. So that's why I got me a generator this time.
Did you get a portable AC?
Did I get a portable AC?
No, he's going to run two 4-inch oscillating fans that he's going to have directed on him and only on him.
Only the rest
of his family be darned.
They're going to be sitting in a quarter sweating.
That's right. I don't care about them. This is all about me. Of course. Now, the other alternative would be to just get a boat that had all that stuff already on it.
Oh, that's sure. And now, of course, if a hurricane's coming, your boat's coming out of the water, so then all you got to worry about is trying to get it back to the water.
Well, I don't care. As long as it has a generator and it's self-contained and has an air-conditioned compartment on the boat. I could go live on that for a few days while the house is without power.
But it has to be in the water.
Does it have to be in the water for the generator to work?
Well, how are you going to cool it? By water hose?
Maybe. Whatever.
Okay, so then your water bill is going to be $9,000 because you've got a water hose.
Well, after the storms,
if you were going to do something like that and leave it up on land, then for your strainer, you would get a top of a strainer that is adaptable for a water hose to where you could change out the top of that strainer, close your seacock, induce your water in there so that you don't have water spilling out into the sump. Then you could go ahead and run your system.
Way to sell it, Patrick. I was throwing it out there as an excuse to get a boat, and now you're
spitting out exhaust and you're discharging water while that's running.
Well, I
got
a generator, so it doesn't matter. So I guess that solves that. Proves I'm right once again. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
All aboard, all aboard, on the glass bottom boat. It's the greatest show that was ever afloat. Take a ride on the tide with the guide and see the way out wonders of the deep blue sea.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Gamm. Barry the Boater rounding out the crew today as we get ready for hurricane season. I got a generator, but you could have a boat, or if you have your boat, you could use that kind of as a backup residence, you know, after the storm. If you can have it in the water, because I guess you got to have it in the water, according to Patrick.
You don't have to have it in the water,
well,
but
you should.
If you're going to run a generator, you have to have a water source to be able to run that through and cool the system. So,
okay,
you would need to have, again, preferably a cap for your strainer that a hose would cap.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
That your hose would attach to, so that with your seacock closed, you can induce water and water wouldn't be spilling into your bilge. But again, once you fire it up, they tend to be a little loud, even coming through the muffler. So you're going to have exhaust and a water discharge for the generator. And then if you're running your AC, you're going to have, you need another water source for that, in addition to the generator. So unless you're planning on, you really can't tee off your hose and split that water source, because you're not going to be able to supply enough water to both devices, which means you need to have, probably borrow your neighbor's water source and maybe invite them on your boat that's sitting in your driveway.
Well, if you have AC on your boat, that'll be an easy sell. If the neighborhood,
you're assuming
does
that
not.
The city is going to be able to supply water.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, there's that. Or you could just get it back in the water. Maybe you can get your...
Sure. As you trailer your 28-foot boat to a usable boat ramp somewhere right. In the devastated...
I'm telling you, on day three after a hurricane and the neighborhood has no power, you will find plenty of neighbors willing to join you in that endeavor. I speak from experience. If you just offer up, like, hey, if you help me out with this, we got AC for several hours for a nice, one night's rest, you're going to have many a taker.
How many people are you planning on fitting down inside of this boat? Because remember, if it's in your driveway, it's probably a legally trailerable
I'm not going to have it in my driveway. It's going to be a massive, this is going to be like a yacht.
That survived the storm.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
So
and he's going to trail behind his little pickup truck.
That's right. Well, maybe, or maybe not. Maybe it'll just stay in the water, and I'll just find a hurricane hole to stick it in. Or I'll just stick to my generator.
Yeah.
So how do we power
your two fans? Well, here's the thing. From a boating aspect, as we come into hurricane season, now, that's not just limited to Florida. It's the eastern seaboard and the Gulf Coast, certainly. And then you've got your inland areas as well that the storm, once it makes landfall, can spread up into and still feel those effects. So if you don't have boat insurance, don't wait. Now would be the time to go ahead and put insurance on your boat, because once a storm forms, the insurance companies are not going to issue policies.
The door is closed.
The door is closed.
That's right.
If you have your boat in storage, in a storage facility or at a marina in a dry stack, be aware of what their insurance is, because a lot of these places, you're on your own and they require you to have insurance on your vessel, because they're not going to cover for catastrophic loss due to an act of nature. If you're keeping your boat in the water, same thing applies. I mean, you need to make sure that if you haven't made arrangements ahead of time to have your boat taken out and you're going to ride out the storm with your boat in the water, plan on doubling or tripling up on your lines, hanging extra fenders, making sure that you've got a backup battery source, because when power goes out, if your vessel starts taking on water because of the deluge of rain, and you're strictly on battery power, eventually your batteries are going to run low and your bilge pumps will stop working, you know, because the auto float switches are going to kick on as water rises, and you could wind up out at your boat and find it is sitting on the bottom or severely listing.
Where did it go? It was parked right here.
Just follow the lines downward.
There
could be another issue with the drain, with the bilge. If you don't have a strainer or something around it and a lot of debris gets down in there, it may clog it up.
That is
a possibility.
You're talking about if you're on a trailer on land?
No. If you're out on the water, you know how debris leaves all kinds of stuff just blow around. If it gets blown inside
dead
the boat,
critters,
then it gets washed out
like
into
that.
The bilge.
Clog stuff up, yeah.
Yeah, usually, I mean, recently, I mean, boats with engine hatches, they're sealed pretty well. Nothing is truly watertight, but debris shouldn't be getting in. But Barry, you bring up a great point, which is to make sure that your boat is properly prepared. So make sure that your engine room, that you don't have debris that may have accumulated in there that could potentially clog up the grate around the bilge pump.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, it's, you know, April 7th.
You almost said April Fool's.
Yeah. Well, it was last week. But hurricane season, is it official now? Or is it? Do we got a few more weeks? When's it start? We got a few more weeks before.
We've got a few more weeks. But once again, the Hurricane Forecasting Center, which for some reason is based in Colorado.
They were meeting this week. That's what I saw on the news.
Yeah, but again, right. The Forecasting Center is almost as far from Florida as you could possibly get. I guess maybe from you know, high atop the mountains there, they can see better than we can see here. Maybe that's why. But that's where the Hurricane Forecast Center is located. And every year they predict that the season will be slightly above average. Now, you'll find out during the course of the year, they will continue to adjust their forecast.
They will revise it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if there are more hurricanes, they'll say, we expect more hurricanes this season. And if there's less than what they predict, they will adjust their forecast. So they are never, ever wrong. Ever.
Or they are never, ever right. It really depends on how you look at it. And, actually, years ago, I actually interviewed the head of that organization. And it was remarkable because he basically told me, he goes, we really have no idea.
They don't.
Yeah, we're making guesses at all these miles, but honestly, there's so many variables, there's no way to predict it.
But you know what's unfair about that is insurance companies take note.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
You know, so I mean, it ain't right, Greg.
Yeah.
It ain't right. But here's the names for this upcoming season, and that brings me into something else I wanted to talk about. So we've got Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto.
Wait, Beryl?
Beryl. Oh. B-E-R-Y-L.
That's a little too close to Barry. Wouldn't you agree, Barry?
Now, hold on.
Oh, there's another.
So Debbie, Ernesto, uh-oh, Florence, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk, Leslie, Michael, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Sarah, Tony, Valerie, and William will be the Storm's named this year. So that brings us to, has there ever been a Hurricane Greg?
Yes, there has been.
Okay.
Look at me.
Ah, yeah, you are a mess. A whirlwind.
Yes.
Nonsense.
I've been called that before, yeah.
But trash and debris.
I have the appropriate headgear to don to do this hurricane right justice. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick Barry, the boater, rounding out the crew. And yes, we have new headgear to present the latest boating news and information properly. Whether that is in hurricane form, I don't know. But Barry, the boater, was nice enough to go out and secure crowns for each
forged,
member of the...
Forged from fire.
Actually forged from cardboard.
Cardboard.
And I'm honored, by the way, that, Burger King has been...
a sponsor?
Has been suckered into sponsoring the World of Boating, whether they wanted to or not today.
Now, you got to move it to the...
Oh, did I not put it on right?
Right where the crease is. That's
right where the crease.
More the other way.
Right there.
To your right.
Right there.
To your right.
That way.
To your right.
Other
there
right.
There you go. No. Not, yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
you're good.
Okay.
I believe your names are on each of them.
Yes. Well, of course.
Really? Looks like somebody ripped the tag off of mine. I don't know how that happened.
What? Are you kidding? Go ahead. Put yours on.
I can get you plenty more.
No, yeah. that's quite all right.
I'm having this sudden urge to order a Whopper. But I don't know. What was the reason behind this, Barry? Just to make us feel more regal? Or what?
You're king of the sea monkeys.
The sea monkeys, of course, which you can see on our Facebook Live feed today as well. They're growing. And so
don't they wear a crown?
Well, I haven't really... I haven't
done
that.
Box? The container it came in?
Well, they're in their little, world of water and stuff.
Right, but if you look at the box, the photograph on there shows the king sea monkey with his crown.
Well, that's me, and I'm not in the water with him. Now, I am coming down to your neck of the woods.
Yes, you are.
After the show today to join the wild. Maybe I'll find some wild sea monkeys while we're out there diving South Florida tomorrow.
No, you can't catch the big ones right now.
Well, you never know. Now that I have some that I've been communicating with on land or creating sea monkey life, maybe they'll come find me while I'm under the water with them. I'll wear the crown. Actually, I'm looking at myself in the Facebook Live video. I'm losing the crown. Sorry.
More
coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Looks like one ship was saved today. A relationship.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick Barry, the boater. We are your crew navigating the latest boating news and information. Reminding you that, we're just a few weeks away from the official start of hurricane season, but now is the time to make sure you're properly prepared.
Yep.
And
got a plan.
Yeah. So get it in gear.
In fact, have several plans
already. Several.
Yeah, I recommend 12.
Okay. Well, or at least two. One, have a generator, one, have a boat, and make sure
there's a good reason to have a boat.
Yeah.
It stores fuel. It's a great place to store your fuel for generators.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a good idea, and that comes into play for you. So you have your boat full of fuel right now, I would assume,
right? Oh,
yeah.
I put Stay-Built in there. It's good for a year.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
You're not buying it.
Oh, he's that's laughing.
That's what they say at the Home Depot,
that's
Patrick.
What the bottle says.
I'm telling you, I've never had an issue.
I know, never. but you don't store fuel in your boat for a year.
About 6-7 months, but I also store fuel outside. I have a fuel depot outside.
What, on your property?
This is ethanol fuel?
No, this is ethanol fuel. It's a concrete box with a metal lid and 5-gallon containers of ethanol fuel in there with Stay-Built in there. I just put double strength in. And I
how many 5-gallon jugs do you have?
I have 40 gallons in there.
Wow. So you are really prepared.
Oh, yeah. I also have a switchover box in the garage so I could plug the generator right in and just turn on the circuits for the house that I need.
Well, will that power your AC?
It'll power a portable AC, but not the house.
Yeah.
No, to power a house, you need a 10 or 15 kilowatt generator. And then you need a couple hundred gallons of fuel.
Or natural gas.
Or you have a yacht.
Exactly. I was going to say, don't waste your money on the generator. Apply it to a yacht that has...
Or better yet, just have a plane, have an airplane and fly to another place where it has air conditioning.
Well, there's
nothing,
that's not as cool.
Nothing would be safer than flying a plane right after a hurricane.
Now, I'm telling you, a yacht's kind of like a floating generator anyway. So just look at it that way.
Yeah, that's how we refer to them in the industry.
That's how you sell it to your spouse.
Point.
Like, we need to get a yacht because...
It's not a hole in the water. It's a floating gas can.
Exactly. So there you go. There's another reason why you need to get a boat.
There's a reason why you're in radio and not in sales.
Mm. All right. So, there is some other stuff we got to talk about.
Well, we still want to hit the hurricane. So
there's more we have to cover? I thought we covered it.
No.
What else?
No. So there have been Hurricane Gregs. But, you know, when you search the internet, and the internet is just a great, great resource, apparently there's a wiki for hypothetical hurricane seasons. So somebody has created a hypothetical hurricane season for the year 2100 when Hurricane Gregory, by the way, on your birth certificate, is it Greg or Gregory?
Gregory.
Okay. So Hurricane Gregory was a strong hurricane that caused destruction to Texas and also affected the Windward Islands, Jamaica, and the Yucatan Peninsula. It was the seventh named storm and eighth depression of a hyperactive 2100 Atlantic hurricane season. So mark your calendars. Year 2100, devastating Hurricane Gregory.
I have to wait that long before I get my hurricane?
Well, there's been other hurricanes that have been named Greg. Now, what about Hurricane Barry's?
There have been a few, but getting back to Greg first, I was doing a little research, too. They've all been tropical cyclones in the Pacific. They don't have any Gregs for the East Atlantic.
So it was Cyclone Greg.
No, yeah. Still.
As a matter of fact, there was one I was reading. It says, there was a Hurricane Greg. It started out as a tropical storm Brett in the Pacific, crossed over Mexico, and then became Hurricane Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
doesn't it have to reach one of, like, what, be the top 10 before they'll retire the name or something like that?
Devastation. If it's been overly devastating, like a Katrina, a Sandy,
Andrew,
a Camille, you know, Camille.
Most of these Gregs just circled around in the ocean, didn't really do anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums them up.
Okay.
Yeah. Circles around the studio, doesn't do much of anything.
Not much of anything.
Yep. There's also been Hurricane Bills. There's been Hurricane Karens. No Hurricane Boat Show Girls, but there have been Hurricane Karens.
Okay.
No Hurricane Patricks.
Really?
Well, look how far down the list of Patricks.
Hey!
True, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you're at the loser end of the spectrum.
No. I am golden at this point.
No, I don't think that's correct.
I am the only one who has not wreaked havoc.
No, I think loser is the proper
term. Upon the population.
Loser. Okay, so now have we covered it? And can we move on to this other story in South Florida?
Well,
Barry needs to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, it's just not
there.
Well, Barry, it wouldn't affect Barry because Barry, the way he stores his boat, a thief would have to go through an awful lot to get to his outboard engine. But
yeah, you got to watch out for them buglers, Barry.
We all know over the past 5-6 years, the explosion, if you will, of outboard engines being offered on product. Of course, the center console craze, and now spreading more into traditional fiberglass boats, cabin cruisers that you may not have seen outboards on in the past that are now offered that. And you're going to see it continue to expand. I know one manufacturer that's got a 38-foot that'll be offered with twin IOs or triple outboards. So again, boats that traditionally you wouldn't see outboards on that are going to be hitting the market. But what this has created is a problem with theft.
Mm-hmm.
And outboard motor thieves are having a field day. So it's one thing for them to break into a location and maybe unbolt the engine and take it off, but most of them aren't even going through that trouble. If the boat's on a trailer, they just go in, knock down the gate, hook up, and they pull your boat out. And they're heading down the road. They get the boat somewhere. If they're so inclined, they'll get it into water and they'll head it over to the islands, maybe over to Cuba, over into Mexico, something like that. Or they'll get it to a location and strip it. Just like what would happen with desirable cars, chop shop.
Yeah, but you're saying they're taking the whole boat, but the deal is they're taking the motors.
Well, they're taking the motors, they're taking the electronics.
Anything not bolted down.
They're stripping the boats, you know, for their parts. And again, it's created a problem with outboard theft. So a couple things, if you've got an outboard powered boat, and this is a concern, and if you're keeping it on a lift behind your house, if you're keeping it in dry stack, things of that nature, if you're keeping it at a facility, be aware of what their insurance coverage is, because a lot of them, as we stated with the hurricane coverage, they will require you to have your own insurance policy. They don't cover theft. If somebody breaks into their facility and steals your boat, steals stuff out of your boat, it's a matter for your insurance company. They're not going to get involved with it.
Yeah.
So be aware of where you're keeping your boat and what their policy is. And if your boat doesn't have enough insurance for those things, do yourself a favor and go ahead and get that coverage. Because if you got to replace outboard engines and electronics, you might as well just buy another boat at that point. But there are things that you can do. There are devices that you can put under the cowling of the engine, basically trackers.
Yeah.
Kind of a low jack that you can do. There's also things that you can do with your electronics. What they've been doing with the electronics is they're just pulling the dash panels out. They're not even going into the hassle of cutting the wiring loose and disconnecting the plug. They're just cutting the cable. And the electronics manufacturers are on to them, because when they start getting a bunch of orders for replacement cables, replacement plugs, they know something's up.
Yeah.
So again, these are devices that you may be able to enable a tracking device on, just like with your phone, so that if it is stolen, can you track it? Can you find it? It still doesn't keep somebody from stealing it from your boat. Outboard engines, those outboard locks that you can get for the transom bolts and stuff like that, again, they'll either go in and cut those things right off, or they'll take the whole boat.
Yeah. Well, if they take the whole boat, you can't do anything about it. They've taken it. But do you think those lock bolts are worth it, or some kind of other
No.
Security measure for the outboard motor?
If your boat, let's say your boat's on a boat lift behind your house, people will come up the canal, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they'll cut those things off, lift the motor off, and drop it in their boat and be on their way.
So if they want it, they're going to take it.
If they want it, they're going to take it.
Just get it insured. While you're taking care of your hurricane preparation on the insurance thing, go ahead and
get it insured or invest in a tracking device so that if the worst thing happens and somebody steals it, maybe you've got a chance of getting it recovered. Also, if your boat is in a boat storage yard or it's in a dry stack, go visit your boat. You know, don't go, you know, 4 or 5 months later and discover that your outboard engine's been taken. These places where you store boats like that, especially if it's a big yard that store RVs and campers and things of that nature, they're not running security through there looking at whose stuff is where. You invested a lot of money in this. Go visit it. Say hi.
Yeah. You don't want to be a stranger next
not
time
to your boat.
you get on her.
I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, let's do that. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Up till now, had to shut down.
What? Why?
The guy playing the best friend, that stand-up Adam Balin.
I think it's Balin. What about him?
He's dead.
What?
He fell off the back of a boat last night. They just found his body.
Oh, my God. What was he doing on a boat? Boating? Why?
Little boat, big lake, little breeze, ice cream. Ooh, you gotta love it in the middle of a little boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick Cabarry, the boater. All right, so outboard thefts, especially in South Florida, are on the rise. And do we know why, other than they just like them? Patrick,
have you priced out an outboard lately?
Really? I mean, are you insane, man?
Well, I mean, the spike is in South Florida. Are we seeing this all across the border, just South Florida?
No, you're seeing it everywhere. But
okay.
The propensity, I mean, there are more boats, not in Florida, because I think the 10,000 Lakes region may have more boats, but let's say maybe more outboard powered, desirable outboard powered boats. And boating is year round. For the most part, here in Florida, except during, you know, peak hurricane season when a storm's approaching. But you still get crazy people like Barry that'll go out because they think it's fun. Because his boat won't sink. He's got nothing to lose. He lashes himself to the helm and just wave top to wave top.
I always wanted a submarine.
That won't work with your boat because it's unsinkable. Unsinkable.
I'll tell you what will happen with his boat. And it's scary if you've ever been in that situation, but when you truly take green water over the bow, and I'm not talking about a splash, but I'm talking about a large amount of water comes up over the bow.
Yeah.
That can be a little frightening.
We did that one time, and I think Greg was with me because we had gone diving. We had a bunch of dive gear in the bow, and we hit a wave and kind of splashed over. I mean, not really big, but it still splashed over.
Well, I wasn't concerned. I had Barry the boater at the
helm. Well, his boat won't sink.
I'm right. No. Exactly.
But it can get to the electronics and short out the engine and, you know, leave you kind of wallowing.
I don't know. He has an outboard motor. It wouldn't have shorted out the engine. Would have it? Barry?
It could short out the battery.
Ah, now you tell me. Now I'm going to be way more nervous. But you know what? The water was blue. It wasn't green. So, you know, I'm going to go.
That's why I said green water over the bow.
I know. It wasn't.
I know. So.
So if it's blue water, you're fine. Is that right? No, probably not.
If it's brown, turn around.
Yes. Okay. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go. Just prepare accordingly.
Well,
get proper insurance.
If you're in an area, again, and it's just not Florida, but, you know, anywhere that is prone to the effects from tropical storms or hurricanes, and that can go far inland, make sure that you've got a plan or two for getting your boat prepared, making sure that it's ready for you can only do so much, but I mean, as long as you've taken those precautions, if you don't have insurance and if you value the investment that you've made in that boat, get your coverage now. Don't wait, because again, once a storm is named, once they say it's coming, that they're stopping issuing policies. And if you've got outboard power, I'll even extend that to you if you've got IOs, because I mean, stern drive thefts years ago was kind of the thing. People would go up, and stern drives really aren't that hard to remove, but that would just give you the stern drive. That would just give you, you know, the gear set and the props, you know, in the case. Outboard, it's all in one. And again, these crews that are very skilled in removing these engines from boats, they don't worry about cables and stuff like that because they're just going in and cutting them with bolt cutters. Get the bolts. Again, these are put on with, you know, their bolts and nylon, you know, nuts, and, you know, they get torqued down. They back those off. They, you know, the way you can carry your battery-powered tools now, you can have a battery-powered impact wrench and get those off of there. And 2-3 guys, lift the fair-sized engine off, drop it in your boat, and go. If it's in a storage yard or at a dealership waiting for service, something like that, they just bust down the chain-link fence with a truck, back up, drop it, and go.
I don't know about you, Barry, but Patrick seems to really, he almost takes on like an OJ persona when he describes these different scenarios of how to be a boating boogler.
Unfortunately, it does happen down here, and I had one more offer, one more idea for hurricane season.
Yeah.
If you have a boat on a trailer outside of your house, you want to pull the drain plugs, and you also may want to put the frame of the trailer on jack stands, because if the boat does get way down with water and you're just on your tires, I don't know if they'll survive that or not.
What do you think, Patrick?
I wouldn't do that.
No?
No.
No, because if we're up off the ground, if the wind is such, it could move it right off those jack stands anyway.
True.
So I think that making sure that your boat is properly secured to the trailer, and other than maybe having a full load of fuel, which again, fuel is 6 pounds, 6.6 pounds per gallon. If you've got a water tank and a waste tank on board your vessel, you can fill those because, again, they can all be discharged afterwards, but water is roughly about 8 pounds per gallon. So you can add that extra ballast. And even to the point where if you've got coolers and things like that, you want to put some water in there and create some additional weight. Not so much that we break the floor, but that we help keep that boat and the trailer grounded. Yeah. But I don't know that I would jack it up.
Yeah, don't jack it up.
So you wouldn't pull the drain plug?
That I would do.
Oh, okay.
Well, then how are you going to fill it with water or hurricane juice mix?
You know, coolers. Like
for a party.
Did you not hear me say
coolers?
Okay, I'll
fill the coolers full of the hurricane mix and the booze. You could do that, too. Another idea. All right, on that note, we'll end it because it's just going to get worse. Remember, whether it's sail or motor.
Come on, Barry. Life is
life
better.
Life is better.
As a boater.
Boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.